This meeting of the House Transportation Committee will now come to order. It is now 1:31 p.m. on Tuesday, March 4th, 2025, in Capitol Room 124. Members present are Representative McCabe, Representative Stutes, Representative Moore, Representative, our co-chair, Carrick, and myself, Co-Chair Eichheid. Let the record reflect that we do have a quorum to conduct business. Please take this time to silence your cell phones for the duration of the meeting, and thank you for that. Before we begin, I would like to thank Suniva St. Clair from House Records, as well as Susan Quigley from the Juno LIO for staffing the committee today. Our committee aides are Meredith Trainer and Griffin Sokeo. Thank you for your help. Without you, this work is not possible. On today's agenda is a hearing on the governor's appointees to the Board of Marine Pilots. Here in the room today, we have Donald Haberger of Juno. Appearing before the committee by video or phone is James Michael Cunningham of Homer. Welcome you both to the House Transportation Committee. We will begin with an introduction and comments from Mr. Haberger, and take questions from the committee for Mr. Haberger, and then hear from Mr. Cunningham with questions from the committee for Mr. Cunningham to follow. After questions from the committee, we plan to open a public testimony on the two nominees. So first of all, I'd like to welcome to the House Transportation Committee, Mr. Haberger. Please approach the dais and begin your testimony. Introduce yourself. Let us get to know who you are, and we appreciate you for being here. Let the record show that Representative Mina has joined us at 1:32 p.m. Welcome, Representative.
I guess I'm on, right, Mr. Co-Chair?
Yes, and you might want to pull one of the mics towards you a little bit.
Well, I'll just slide over. Yeah, first of all, thank you for the invitation. For the record, I'm Don Haberger. And I reside in Juneau. It's been my home for over 45 years, and we like it. Let me start kind of my introduction by saying I got involved in this aspect of volunteering for a governor's board. I was at a business breakfast here in Juneau. Often do that to stay connected with the business community. A colleague said, anybody interested in joining the Marine Pilot Board? And without thinking too much, I said, sure, I'll do it. And since I committed in a public forum like that, and all my colleagues were there, I had to follow through, so I applied. One of the things you may notice about my resume, and I just want to address that, is I do have an industry-centric career. It actually started in 1985 when I was looking for something to do and became a ship agent. That ship agent experience ended up being running the port of Juneau for a stevedore and company, the agency, and that's on my resume. That experience launched a career as a government relations in part of the government relations team for Royal Caribbean. Did that for a number of years. In 2006, 7, 8, Alaska as well as the nation experienced a slowdown, and it just so happens that the corporation at that time divested themselves of hard as well as soft assets in Alaska. All my colleagues eventually had to find other things to do as well as I. And so ended up with a short career in government. Again, looking for opportunities, found one as the corporation's business and professional licensing director. Did that for, I think, a little over 4 years. Was invited to join the Department of Administration as a deputy commissioner. And that ended when a new administration came in as, as they do, and you know, life goes on. So since then, I've sort of kind of hung my shingle out in a couple of things. I invented a fishing lure, and so we keep playing with that, hoping that someday that becomes a profitable company. The other thing I do is I work with the Juneau Reentry Coalition. and I'm often talking to you in that capacity, and that's under my sort of my government community development expertise. So that's kind of who I am, and let me just address real quickly just whether I'm a qualified public member of this board. And the board in Chapter 62 of Title 8 says the board is made up of two public members, two ship agents, and two marine pilots. And so I come down the line of public member. Further, Chapter 62 says that a public member, and it refers us to the centralized licensing statute under Chapter 1, and it just says that a public member of a board may not be engaged in the occupation that the board regulates. I've never been a pilot. Don't drive ships over, in this case, 21 feet, because that's the size of my boat. Be associated by legal contract with a member of the occupation of that board that the board regulates, except as a consumer of the service provided by the practitioner of the occupation. And again, I just don't need a pilot for a 21-footer, so I've never had a relationship with them. And lastly, I have a direct financial interest in the occupation that the board regulates. And I do not. Have no interest. And in fact, in 2015-ish, while I was looking for things to do, try to do a Method 9 contract with the state, so I divested myself of any holdings I had with any industry that was connected with the cruise industry, and I've been that way ever since. So I've got zero obligation, financial or otherwise, to the industry. So I just wanted to throw that on the record, let you know that from my perspective, I do qualify, and it's up to you guys.
Thank you, Mr. Hamburger. Is there any questions from our committee? Representative Stutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, through the chair. I'm sorry, you said you were a member of the Juneau
Reentry Coalition. I'm their coalition coordinator, and through an agreement contractual, I just provide their staff services.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just didn't hear it clearly. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. Seeing none, thank you, sir. thank you for joining us. Now I'd like to invite James Michael Cunningham to introduce himself and provide his testimony. I believe he's online. Mr. Cunningham, if you can introduce yourself, put yourself on the record, and tell us about your interest in this position. At ease. We're back on the record. Mr. Cunningham, I'm sorry, we had a little technical issue here. I think you're on mute. We cannot hear you, so can you just check that? And once you unmute yourself, we will try that again. Go ahead, Mr. Cunningham, introduce yourself, put yourself on the record, and talk to us. Sound check. I don't think we're hearing anything here.
Hope he drives a boat better.
Got 1 second here.
He's probably saying the same thing about us.
Right, yeah.
Just 1 second. You might want to make a noise now and then, Mr. Cunningham.
Oh, it still says it's muted.
Yeah, it's still muted. I'm going to take a little brief at ease, see if we can work this out. Just stand by, sir. At ease.
We are back on record with the House Transportation Committee after a little snafu with technology. I believe we have James Michael Cunningham online. I'm sorry for the delay, Mr. Cunningham. If you can go ahead and state your name for the record and tell us more about the position that you've applied for.
Hello, Mr. Chair, James Cunningham, on the record. I've been a board member,
Okay, you just mute it yourself.
He did. He's trying to get off the other line because he's on the telephone, too.
Now what? Yes. Okay. Live.
Whatever your technology magic is, I don't have the IT degree.
Maybe he could just send us a video of himself.
Yes, we can now.
Okay, sorry, I'm getting feedback by having both of these systems up. Like,
why don't you turn off his computer?
But I'll do my best here. I apologize for the problem. I've served on the board for the last 3 years. My background is in the shipping industry as a navigation officer from third mate up to captain. I graduated from Maine Maritime Academy at 97 and have worked in the industry up until 2015, where I started the training in the Southwest Pilots Association program. And I became a full pilot in 2021 and have been a full member ever since. I don't know how the communications are on your side, so I'll just cut that short and try to answer any other questions you'd like to hear about my background.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Cunningham. Is there any questions from the committee for Mr. Cunningham? Representative Stutes.
Thank you. You've done very well considering. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So is the Maine Maritime Academy equivalent to, like, Kings Point?
The difference, through the chair, James Cunningham, the difference between Kings Point and Maine Maritime is Kings Point is a federally backed school like Annapolis or the Air Force Academy, where the Maine Maritime is actually a public school, private school. So that's the only difference. The regimental side of things and the certifications that you receive at the end are pretty much identical. And you do serve, with the Kings Point education, they're required to serve in the Naval Reserves for 5 years. And I did a similar program with the assist in my education at the time. And then you keep your contact with the Navy for 5 years after graduation.
Thank you.
Follow-up?
Just a comment, and I really appreciate your efforts because I know this is really frustrating for you. And you said you served on the board for 3 years, and I really appreciate your willingness to do so. I think that the Marine pilots are an incredible bunch of people, and the knowledge that you have to have is just over the top. So I just want to say thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's my pleasure. It helps me see the entire picture for the state of Alaska for the transportation industry and business. The maritime industry is such a giant part of getting goods and supplies up here and out of here. It's very interesting to see how it works on the governmental side. for the agents and the shipping companies. So it's an education for me also.
Okay. Any other questions from the committee? Representative McCabe.
So I just wanted to say how much I also appreciate the Marine pilots, especially since they came here last year, the Marine pilots did, and gave us a presentation on how much they loved Port McKenzie. So just wanted to get that on the record.
Follow up.
Representative Stutes.
And the Marine Highway.
Any further questions from the committee? Representative Carrick, co-chair. Representative Carrick.
Thank you, co-chair. The interior is also great, too, and we really support the Marine pilots. And thank you very much for being willing to serve again.
Seeing no further comments, thank you, Mr. Cunningham. My apologies for issues. So now we're going to see if there's any public testimony, anyone that wants to testify on the appointees. Susan, is there anyone online? I didn't see anyone. No. So I'm going to open public testimony. I don't, and then probably close it, but open testimony. Seeing no one, I'm going to close public testimony. Okay. Thank you both for appearing before the Transportation Committee today. I'd like to remind committee members to remain in the room until they've signed the House Committee report today, which certifies that this committee held a hearing on the governor's appointees. The next House Transportation Committee meeting will be Thursday, March 6 at 1 p.m. in this room, room 124. Attorney General Treg Taylor and staff from the governor's office will introduce House Bill 71, Obstruction of Certain Public Places. And we'll also have an overview of summer construction planning to date from DOT and PF Commissioner Ryan Anderson. Seeing no other questions, this meeting of the House Transportation Committee is adjourned at 1:56 p.m.